Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. Rosé. First off, it's perfect wine for this time of year. One of the things that I think makes rosé so interesting for me is that there really is no one set defined style for rosé. They're all over the place.
You're absolutely right. And I just tasted three from all over the place.
Okay.
And, I mean, you line them up and the colors are all different.
Yeah.
You could have 20 different rosés and 20 different colors.
Yeah.
That's just to start with. But I tried three, and what worked out, Hugh, was that we had a kind of a spectrum of body. So I go from really full body to medium to something very light. So let's get started on this. My full-bodied one was Calstar Cellars Rosé of Pinot Meunier.
Oh, okay.
This is from the Russian River Valley, 2023, $16. This is a very unique wine in so many ways. It's the only Pinot Meunier rosé I've ever seen. And it is a big, muscular, full-bodied rosé, unlike some of the others that are usually a little bit lighter. It has a deep orange color. The aroma shows white peaches and dried stone fruit. On the palate, it's really a big mouthful of wine. Strong, deep flavors. And this is my friend, winemaker Rick Davis, who packs a ton of flavor into his wines.
Apparently so.
A gypsy lad, a kind of a former hippie.
Okay.
You meet him, you'll never forget him. But he packed 14 degrees of alcohol into this.
Really?
Yeah. So, again, it's a little bit unusual. A lot of flavors of wild strawberries and very ripe peaches. The acidity is quite good, and it provides balance. Don't serve this with shy food. It just isn't going to work. Now, here we go with something that's more medium body, a little bit more classic. This is Bargemont Rosé from Aix-en-Provence.
Okay.
A beautiful city. You know, it's where Cézanne lived.
Yep.
And this is just wonderful. It's an organic rosé. And the wine is a very kind of a pale gold pink. It's very clear. It means there's good acidity in it. The aroma is crisp and clear, featuring white peaches and mineral notes. This is a dry rosé with much appreciated deep fruit. So you can be dry, but have, you know, kind of a sensation of deep fruit flavor. The fruit is tart, kind of like underripe peaches. It also mutates into something like tangerine, which I thought was, you know, you get that kind of bitterness with it.
Yeah.
It has brilliant acidity, as I mentioned, and it makes it very, very food friendly. And I'm thinking grilled scallops with this. So this is Bargemont Rosé from Aix-en-Provence. Beautiful wine, $18.
Wow, good
value.
Deal.
Now here's my wine of the week, and I think you may understand why. This is Raza, R-A-Z-A, Vino Verde, 2023, $10 for this wine, and that had a lot to do with my choice. Now Vino Verde is not only known for its lovely white wine; they produce reds and rosés as well. And this rosé is totally delightful. It's light and fruity and, of course, slightly bubbly. And it is as refreshing as it ever could be. Here is a rosé that smells like roses.
Oh, okay.
Imagine that.
Wow.
And it's just a lot of fun on the palate. I think there's spicy notes throughout, both on the aroma and in the flavors. I also was picking up pink grapefruit, tart peaches, and a touch of kiwi. So Raza, because it's such an enjoyable wine, at $10, my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.